bike we could go with the, there's a little hill.
Yeah, Nanualumchuk, that's the one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then past that is Knechwik.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Knechwik.
That's Kukinwit.
And then for NG, Angayuk, buddy,
yeah,
pal, partner.
Uh-huh, Angayuk.
And then P, Piuchta.
Uh-huh. We call him a good dog. Yeah, Piuchta, they call him in Old Harbor.
Really?
Yeah.
That much difference, huh?
Mm-hmm. Eiguk, we call them in
that's
a
yeah.
I notice when they sing that song, you know.
Piuchta, Piuchta, that one.
Yeah.
Q, Kiktak, Kodiak Island. And then R, Huak.
Huak.
Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Russian R, Fruktak or Frutkak. How do you say?
Fruktak.
Fruktak.
What?
For fruit.
Fruit. Fruity. Yeah.
Fruktak.
Fruktak. Uh-huh.
And then ducks.
Sakula.
And then tea, dried fish.
Tamok. I wish I had some right now.
Yeah, all we could come
good
up
weather
with
for
are
it,
these
huh?
little cookies.
Tamok or umaduk.
Oh, I was craving umaduk the other day. Umaduk. Umaduk is salmon. They didn't have refrigeration back then, and if they had spare salmon, they would just hang them on nails on the side of the shed, you know, and then maybe let it sun dry for 3 days and then boil it.
Mm. So it's like boiled dried fish?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's got a neat texture. It's almost like kippered, sort of.
Shemai
it's
called,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good, real
it's good.
Good taste.
Yeah, it's got a good
with
taste.
With bacon, it used
uh-huh.
to be good.
What?
That's the
oh,
way we always had it. Grandma always did with bacon.
Okay, we're in.
Shemai Nick.
Ulu.
Ulugak. Ulugak.
Weenak, sea lion?
That's very Russian.
Weenak?
I don't know an Aleut name for...
What?
Weenak, sea lion.
Is that Russian?
Yeah, Weenak.
Mm.
That's only one we know.
Yeah.
Well, some of them, some of the letters, like F and the Russian R, since they're only found in Russian words, then you have to use ones
well,
that
yes,
we turned into.
We have to use. Otherwise, what would we call all these modern things, you
mm-hmm.
know? We have to.
Yeah.
Is that the way they wrote the Aleut words in Russian with the Russian alphabet?
When they first wrote it,
yeah.
You mean?
When they first...
Because Nikki used to have books he used to read to us.
Pardon?
Nikki Noya
uh-huh.
used to read to Roy and I.
In Aleut?
Yeah.
Very
when
good.
When
those
we
were deep Russian.
Remember you used to say, Kalichum? That's and then, huh? Kalichum?
Huh?
Kalichum?
Kalichum.
Kalichum. It's the
Chalichum.
And then.
Oh, and then, yeah.
I don't know that word, you see. And then I didn't know... how to say fog in Aleut one time when we were walking home from church, and I asked him, how do you say a manak, fog?
There's two ways. One, I guess on a fog nak, they say, what do they say? Tumanak?
Tumanak.
And then on the.
That's a Russian tuman.
Oh.
Tumanak, yeah. They picked that up from the Russian word.
And then the other word is umnak.
Mm-hmm.
See, and Grandpa, he was saying that there was different, you know, for the different kinds of fogs, too, he said, but he didn't know, that he couldn't know, that he remember the names, but he said there's different words for different types of fog. You know, like that summer fog that's low, really thick.
Uh-huh.
And that was the one that he called Tumanak. And then the regular foggy, you know, bad weather kind was a different kind. Mm-hmm. It was a different name for it.
Mm.
A hill full, a hole full, you can't catch a ball full.
Yeah.
Your grandpa should have been here. Him.
Yeah. But we can't catch him on one of those days when he comes.
Mm.
He'd like it. He doesn't like to be by himself and be questioned, but he'd love it here with you guys.
Wealth. Pretty to bear.
Pretty to bear? Yeah. Yeah, that's what they wanted to get together and talk. Those are what they wanted to do with all three of them at home.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass this around. This is the first draft of the alphabet poster. It's going to be 2 feet wide and 3 feet tall. And it's going to have the letter on these little yamaks, rocks. Oh. And then it'll say the word in Aleutic, and then it'll say the word in English underneath. So that people who even don't know Aleutic can start to learn the alphabet. And this is going to be along with our CD-ROM that helps people sound out the letters. The CD-ROM is going to be on the computer where you can click on a word and then you'll hear the sound of that word. So it'll help people when they don't have an elder to work with them to learn how to make the sounds of the language. But I'll pass that around so you can look at it. And then also everyone has a spreadsheet that has the words that we've chosen so far for the poster. But there's a couple that have been a problem, which is one of the reasons why we called this meeting today. There are a few letters in the alphabet that are really, really uncommon, like HM and HNG. It's one letter, but it's made of three English letters because it's only one sound in Aleutic. So we're going to go over them today and try to pick out words that everyone can agree on so that we can make a poster that everyone around the whole island can feel comfortable with. So I am going to put it up on the overhead also. And then we'll go down each letter and say either yay or nay. Let's see if I can get this a little better. All right, our first letter for the sound of A is alachnut, which is either berries or salmon berries. Now, I've heard some people say that it's only salmon berries. Could it be both berries and salmon berries, or just salmon berries? So.
It seemed like there would be a berry.
Yeah,
all types of berries be called, as far as I know, alachnut.
Okay.
And it was pronounced al. Al instead of al.
Oh, al?
Al. Alachnut. Isn't that right, Dennis? Mm-hmm. Alachnut, yeah. That's okay. A Farknik.
And then for C, chuduk, chuduk, ear.
Ear, chuduk.
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 And then E, amma, grandmother. Umma.
I know we say umma.
Umma?
Never heard that.
No.
How would you say grandmother?
I don't know how they'd say it in Aleut. I just called my grandmother in Russian babushka.
Babushka.
That's the way to call.
Umma.
Nick,
what did they used to hear McCarlick say? Appa.
Appa. Is that grandfather?
Mm-hmm. I think probably a grandfather.
Appa. Amma. Okay. So Amma is okay then?
Yeah.
Okay. Now for lantern, we have Fanaruk, or Faranak. Okay, we have two different ways of saying that one.
Fanaruk,
yeah.
Fanaruk or
Faranak.
Faranak. Faranak or Fanaruk. Okay, so either one. Faranak. Okay. And on the poster, we can put both spellings, so that'll work fine. And the next one for G is mask. We have Hinakuk, or Hinahuak.
Hinahuak, yeah.
Hinahuak.
Yeah.
I think.
Hinahuak, okay.
Yeah.
We used to call it mask.
Mm-hmm.
All right. April, they, I think that a lot of the elders, maybe we should talk about it some more, because a lot of them, maybe when Irene gets here or something, because mask up is what they most recognize. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's just
eulogized,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's Russian.
I like that eulogized.
That's kind of going to be a question,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that we're trying to do is, if possible, use the as close to the eulogic as possible. But yeah, definitely when Irene gets here, we can reopen that question.
Well, just so that
I
we
mean,
can say
mask
we addressed
it. Just
that,
you know, it just comes from mask, you know.
Mm-hmm. That would be English, though, right? Based.
Eulogized English word, yeah.
I think Chinahawk was good for
yeah.
mask.
Chinahawk? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
what do they call those
eulogized
masks? You know that they make?
Mm-hmm.
Or those,
that's what they call mashkat.
What do you call the shirnik oil lamp in Aleut?
Lampak.
Yeah, see, that's come from Russian lampada.
Yeah.
Lampada.
I think there was an original word, but
I
don't know what it is right now.
Shirnik.
That's Russian.
Shirnik, that's Russian.
Oh.
A light is tanrik.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of people just calling it
tantric
before. Okay.
Would
now
that work for sunlight and other kinds of light, like as in daylight too?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, tantric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tantric hook is a flashlight.
Tantric.
So it's a generic word almost for light then.
Mm-hmm.
Illumination.
Yeah.
What? Ochtok is daylight, isn't it?
Ochtok.
Ochtok is day's dawning. Ochtok.
Yeah.
Oh, it is daylight.
Okay, our next letter is GW, and the word that we have is ukwik. Ukwik, alder or tree. Now, on a fog neck, is it just alder, or is it alder or tree?
I don't know the Aleut for it. It's Wenik. We just called it Weniki.
You know, that one, I have heard the word specifically for alder, and I'm kind of thinking
quick,
that's
yeah.
what it is.
Quick, yeah.
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 Alder.
Yeah,
that's what
kind of
used to
yeah. Yeah.
Quick. Mm-hmm. I'm learning along with you.
I remember JP used to call him quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now for the next letter, HM, we have a choice because this is one of the words that originally on the poster we were going to use Pashmakit, which is a eulogized Russian for shoes. But the spelling rules have changed, and now Pashmakit doesn't have HM in it, so we can't use it for that letter. We have two choices then. We have cod eggs, which Jeff Lear says is Ahmasut, or we can use the word to bite repeatedly.
Oh my goodness, I wonder what was going
both
on when they came over.
Both of them will be hard to illustrate on the poster, but we've got to pick something. So the word for bite repeatedly is kachmachnuku.
It would be like something that's difficult to chew, I bet.
How do you say?
Biting?
Yeah, the bear is biting it repeatedly.
Kachmach.
Okay, so that one might work then.
And for shoes, we used to say pinadet. Achmashut for cod eggs.
What? Oh. What are you trying to say, boots?
For HM, we're trying to say, we decided that, well, what I heard was that the word for cod eggs, achmashut, isn't common enough to use, so we're going to use to bite repeatedly. Kachmach. Kachmak, to bite repeatedly.
Shishut.
Shishut.
Fish eggs.
Fish eggs. Salmon.
Right. Or any eggs?
Any fish?
Yes, shishut is fish eggs of some sort.
For some reason, for codfish, they call them achmasut.
Achmasut.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
So it is a word, I think, but it's not very common. So we'll stick with the one that people can. I'm sorry that it's so hard to read my handwriting up there. So we'll say kachmak, it is biting it repeatedly, or kachmachluku, just the word to say, to bite repeatedly. Does that make sense?
Kachmachluku, yeah.
Kachmachluku.
Kachmach.
Okay. Maybe we can think about what we can use for our picture. For HN, we have achnak. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it very well. Okay. Sea otter. Achnak.
Not you. Achnak. Well, what's like, isn't it pintail duck? It's achnak.
No.
Achnak.
Close.
So achnak.
Achnak. A woman is an achnak.
Achnak woman. Achnak.
Wow, those are close.
Yeah. I think there may be a reason why they're so close, but I haven't figured it out yet.
You ever hear there's achalaks? Achalaks.
That's ducks, yeah.
Achanyet. And we kill them.
Yeah,
we call them achalaks.
Okay.
Split
our
tails.
Next letter.
Is that what that means?
It's split tail.
Split tail. Our next letter is also one of the difficult ones. So far, I've been able to find three choices out of our whole language for this letter. One of them is Quinhuachluni, to go for a walk. Quinhuachluni.
Quinhuachluni.
Or Quinhuachduk, he is walking.
Quinhuachluni.
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 One person would be Quinduk.
Quinduk.
Quinkah would be slow, huh?
What would be Quinkwachduk?
Quinkah would be slow.
Walking slowly.
Walking
slow.
Oh, he is walking slow.
To walk slow.
And then
it would be one person walking slowly or the actual act of walking slow?
Quinkwachduk.
How many people are walking?
Yeah. That's the act.
So Quinhuachluni is to go for a walk, like kind of stroll, walk slowly. Is that Quinhuachluni?
Slowly walking.
Does that make sense?
Quinhuachluni.
Quinhuachluni?
Quinhuachluni, that pretending you're walking.
Yeah, Quinhuachluni, that's right.
Quinhuachluni is pretending you're walking.
Pretending you're walking.
Pretending.
You would say
Quinhuachluni.
Quinhuachluni. Quinhuachluni, let's all walk.
Quinhuachluni. Okay. Well, let me go over a couple of the other choices we have in case this one doesn't work.
In case we don't want to go for a walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other ones I was able to find was Chustuchnu, you be the leader. Chustuchnu. That one didn't sound very common to me. Like Chusta, to lead, Chustuchnu, you be the leader. The other one that I saw was Kachnik. Kachnik, branched seaweed. A kind of seaweed on the beach that has like those little air bladders in it. Yeah, Kachnik. Has anyone heard of that? Okay. So, it looks like we're going to have to figure out a way to use Quinhuachluni to kind of go for a walk or
pretend
something.
Like you're walking.
Pretend like you're walking.
Yeah.
Or you could just use
Quinhuachluni.
He or she's walking.
That means right.
Let's go for a walk. Couldn't you see that?
Yeah. The only problem is it has to have the H and G sound in it.
Oh,
so
I see.
So that would remove that the middle hung sound. So we have to figure out a way to use it that it will make sense. But maybe we'll come back to this one.
Yeah. Can't you leave that silent?
What?
Can't you leave that silent?
I wish. Okay, so our next one should be pretty easy. I, ikahyuk, salmon.
Is that salmon or is it fish? Because I've heard it both ways. Ikahyuk.
Ikahyuk, fish.
Fish?
Just a fish.
No, salmon.
It's a salmon?
Ikahyuk? No, that's a fish, any kind of fish.
Maybe we can say or fish or specifically salmon.
Yeah, I guess you could use that for it.
Would each type of salmon, like a red, have a specific name as opposed to a humpy?
Yeah.
It could be a codfish, it could be a, you know.
Okay.
Codfish, yeah.
So we'll write fish, specifically salmon.
Because they're names to fish, like.
Well, I think it might be similar to alochnak, berries, because like alochnak means berries, but alochnak also means salmon berries.
It's kind of like how we do in English here, because like when, like amongst ourselves, I know at least at home, and probably these people as well, when we say fish, we're generally inferring salmon, but if we say halibut or cod, we're talking about that specifically, but when you say the generic word fish, it's always talking about
that's
salmon.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's probably.
Because the way we say it, you know, there's a lot of salmon out there.
Yeah.
You don't mean, halibut and stuff like that.
Yeah. But if you say, I'm going fishing, you could be fishing for salmon, or you could be fishing for something else. So, okay.
Mostly for salmon.
Mostly for salmon, okay. So is it okay with everyone to say fish, specifically salmon? Okay, we'll move on then. For K, we have kanahshuk, a gutskin raincoat. Kanahshuk. It's kind of an older word. Does anybody recognize that word? Kanahshuk?
No.
Okay.
No one swears.
Luckily, K is fairly common in Aleutic. does anybody have any ideas of a word that starts with K that would be very easy to take a picture of? Unfortunately.
K.
Kluhun.
Kluhun?
Yeah. Kluhun. In the backside.
We used to say Kluhun. You know, a Fognak, there were two trails. One in the alongside the beach, and one in the woods. And if you went through the woods, it would be Kluhun. Yeah, the back way.
Kanaya.
Kanaya. There it is.
Would that be K?
Yeah, it would.
Just trying to think of something that you could take a picture of. You know, like an object. Like.
Well, what about Kufya?
Oh.
But that's kind
that's
of Russian.
That's too Russian.
Is what's there something that? That's
what about kucha?
What's that?
He's smiling.
Kucha.
Kucha means buduk or powder.
Yeah.
Kucha.
Well, kuchyak is a.
Kuchyak is a fox.
Fox, yeah.
Kuchyak.
Kuchyak.
Kuchyak would be good.
That one might start with a Q.
Oh.
Do you have your dictionary? I'm so glad that you brought that.
And being the good supporting.
How do you say when you're now you're nosy? Nosy.
What was the word?
To pout.
Small red fox is
cool. Oh, how you say nosy?
First letter is
nosy.
Yep. That's the only one that starts with K.
Kangluk.
We found small red fox.
Oh, kangiyuktuk.
Kangiyuktuk nosy.
Nosy. That might be hard to take a picture of.
Yeah, really.
And actually, that's what you're wondering. Like, he's wondering.
To freeze.
Is it? Yeah, not or, knows. It. There's another word
for it. Or Kanik, fire.
Is that wondering?
That one would probably be really easy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Knuck.
Would be wondering.
Or fire. Cooking a knick. Knichtuk.
Knichtuk.
Oh, yeah. Using heat.
Kawachtuk, sleeping.
Kawachtuk.
Piauk. Crying.
Now, our next letter is KW, kwa, and the word is kwachlugu.
Kaligak. Kaligak.
Paper?
Yeah.
We could use that too. But we have this great picture of Shauna lifting up something.
Kuluachlugu.
Kuluachlugu. Is when you pick it up.
Kuluachlugu
is when you put it up.
Kuluachlugu is pour it out.
No. You could say,
pour it,
you know,
out.
Just change a little bit, you know. Mean something else. That's how you gotta watch what you say, boy.
So that word there is so not the right definition there?
Okay.
Or
so
is that one's wrong?
So to lift something up.
Kuluacht.
Kuluacht.
This is like the pulling up.
Kuluacht.
Okay. So what about
kuchuluku is when you
pick it up?
When you
and then
you know, pick it up.
Okay. So to you, what is kuchuluku?
Sleep it or spill it. Thump it.
What's that?
Kuchuluku.
Kuchuluku.
Yeah. Kuchuluku.
Kuchuluku is pour it out.
Oh, kuchuluku.
Yeah.
What about kuchuluku?
Light it.
Kuchuluku is light it, yes. Wash who? Light it, quash.
Could you look up light it?
Quash.
Quash. Quash.
Quash. Quash. Yeah.
Light it.
Light it. Not the quash. Quash. Light it.
K U A R L L U.
It's okay to win, you think?
Yeah, just.
Okay. Light it. That has the same sound, but that has a U, K-U, instead of K-W.
Yeah. Nick, could you say to lift it up?
Kuchuluku.
Kuchuluku.
That's really close to kuachluku.
Yeah.
Kuachluku, yeah.
Well, then what was that you were saying when you put it on the shelf?
Kuachluku.
Kuachluku.
Get it higher.
What about, could you look up to swim?
Kuimak.
I think that might be KW.
Kuimak.
Either that is KU.
KU.
KU. Okay. I might have to, because some of the spelling rules have changed with the KU and the KW, I might have to contact Jeff Lear to find a KW word. Because a lot of our qu sounds are KU instead of KW. So for now, we will not use to lift it up because it's too confusing. It's too similar to the other words. Okay? So we'll just skip it for now. So our next letter is L. We have lahak. Lahak, chocolate lily bulbs like wild rice. Lahak.
The whole plant, I think, is a lahak.
Lahak.
Yeah.
So should we just say, call it just the Kamchatka lily? Or the chocolate lily?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate. We usually call it chocolate lily, don't we, around here? Okay.
Stink flower.
Yeah,
skunk flower.
Okay.
Is that a Russian-based word, or?
Lahak?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
It doesn't sound Russian.
Lahak.
Okay. There really aren't any uks in Russian, unless it's not very much.
We add the uks a lot. Yeah.
Okay. For the double L, shochluni, shochluni, to slide down.
Shochluni.
And for that, could you have someone sliding down on a slide? Would that work? To slide down?
Slide, somebody sliding.
Maybe you could slide or on a sled on the snow or anything. Okay.
Like you could say,
what would be the word for slippery, like slipping on ice?
It should be an S here.
I am slipping.
One person.
Okay.
And are you going out? Yes.
Lots of words. Okay. Our next letter M. Minkshuni. Minkshuni, to sew. Minkshuni. Does anybody pronounce it differently? Minkshuni.
Well, one person would be Mingok.
Minkshuni.
You're sewing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, what would be two people are sewing?
Minkok.
Yeah. What?
And
we could always
more than two would be Mingot.
Mayuhiluni, to pass out. I'll take a picture of you doing that.
So the luni part is actually making it a verb?
Yeah, it's kind of like the ending that's in the dictionary, but when you actually use it in a sentence, you drop the luni and then you add like took or toot. Or something like that. Or you could put it in the past tense with a different kind of ending, or in the future tense. The luni or huni, they're all just like how you'd say it in the dictionary. Or if you were telling a story about something, like if you're writing a narrative about something, it would be, you would use the huni or luni endings. But it's just, I don't know why they chose those endings for the dictionary. It's just how it, linguists do it, I guess. So for N, we have Nunwak Lake.
Yeah.
Is that okay by everybody?
Nunwak.
Dennis, do you recognize that word? Nunwak?
Yeah, lake. I used to skate in that lake over in the pond.
Okay.
Tikokaki.
For NG, we have Angayuk. Angayuk, buddy, pal, or partner. Is everybody okay with that?
I hope so, because that's the word that we submitted for Koniak's award last year.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty common. I think that Angayuk.
Angayuk,
my partner.
Angayuk, my partner.
My wife.
Oh. That's better than my old lady.
Yeah.
Kevika. Okay, for P, we have Piuchta.
Piuchtak.
Or Eguk. Okay. Now, do you think that we should make a note that Eguk is the Afar?
No, just leave it Piuchtak. That's fine.
Okay. Now, should we do Piuchta or Piuchtak for a dog?
What's the difference? Is the Eguk Russian?
Pardon?
Is Eguk Russian?
No, it's Aleut.
I think they're both Aleut. It's just two different words. But we could do Piuchta, Piuchtak, because some people say it with
an Like you say, Piuchten. Piuchten.
Piuchten.
Piuchtaka.
Piuchtaka. My dog.
Piuchtaka
chuchunachtuk.
What?
Piuchtaka chuchunachtuk. My dog is cute.
I've heard that before.
You could say both. The babies are inaksunak. Chichunak is a beautiful.
They did the same in Larsen Bay, though.
Yeah, where's Korea?
In Larsen Bay.
No, I mean on the Agok.
Ah, that I don't know. I can call Clyda and make sure. I haven't ever asked them, but I can make a note to call.
You know, because another guy is Herman Malutin. He lives here in town.
Oh, okay. Do you know where I can get
hold
of him?
He's from Karluk. Yeah.
Mm. What does that?
But he could speak Elgin too, and I can understand
what word?
It.
Huh? What word?
Agok. Pyuhtak. Sounds like a pew to me.
Pyuhtak. A person that pews fish.
Yeah, I heard him say stuff like that before.
I wonder if we could, you know, guys, would you older folks here be willing one of these days to, if I can get some money from Canna, to take you all over to Uziki and do the same kind of thing with Grandpa and Ula and Freddy the Bear Bumbury?
Oh, yeah.
Because, man, you guys would probably find a lot to talk about. I mean, you know, it'd be good. Because the Grandpa and them, they get shy. They don't want to talk to them.
Oh, yeah. And that way, you probably can learn.
Starring time will
uh-huh, be. Because, like,
starring
time over here. You'd be talking too much then.
Yeah.
Talking. yeah. Because, I mean, I think that would be really good, you know, because Grandpa, when he's around people who talk, he'll talk, but he doesn't like to be on stage.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
A good idea. And I don't think it would be a problem to do it around starring time.
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll be lasting
two birds
that long.
With one stone.
Oh, it's Ula. Ula, he likes to talk.
Oh, Ula does, yeah. Ula does.
He mixes
mind.
It all up, brushing it.
Yeah.
Well, over there they have someone to talk to. Here we don't.
Yeah.
The only one I talk to is Florence and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis, of course.
See, and then maybe you can even get Tiny in there, too, because Tiny, she doesn't want to cooperate. We're trying to get her grandkids to leverage her to talk.
You should talk to Carl, boy. He never stopped.
Carl.
He couldn't handle you.
Carl, yeah, boy, he can readily talk.
No.
April, another word for fire that I just thought, or for K, we could always use queek, too, for river. Fire or river, both of them are super easy. So whichever one if you find a picture of either one.
Fire?
Fire or river.
Quick?
Quick
for river?
No.
Or streams?
It's fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, we can
using
another
the letter
K word that's easy is stream or river.
Quick is a stream.
That's good. Well,
in case you find, if you have trouble finding a picture of a fire,
yeah.
I'm just...
Good idea. Okay. So moving on to Q. Kick-tuck. Island or Kodiak Island?
It's a hard word to say.
Kick-tuck
is an island.
Okay, so should we say island or Kodiak Island? Because people call Kodiak Island kick-tuck, but it's also a general word for island.
Yes.
So should we do island or Kodiak? Okay.
How do you say the Shumna?
Shumna.
Oh, that's where those guys got their name down the road.
Would that be like?
I heard that name means beach.
Sounds right, but that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
Actually, quick, that was just any island.
Any island? Okay.
Kikik tak.
like Kodiak, they would call it Kiktasina.
Kiktasina, big island.
Kiktamjuk is small.
Okay. For R, Huak.
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 Huak. Arrow. Huak. Is that good with everybody? Okay. Great.
Swen makes huaks.
Huak.
Dennis makes huaks. He taught us. We have two of yours down in the museum.
Can we use a different word for that one? For the fruit.
For fruit?
Yeah.
For the Russian R, it has to be a borrowed word from Russian.
Now, how do we know when it's a Russian R or it's not? One's capital and one's not?
Very good question. This is something that we've been trying to figure out what to use for the Russian R for years. And this is just something that Jeff Lear thought might work, use a small capitalized R for the Russian R. Before, we were using a star R. And before that, we were using an R with a little symbol over it, like a little V. And it's not been 100% decided. This is what Jeff wants to do, but if we decide to use the star R, we'll go with that.
Would you think a star R would be so much easier to type?
That I do. But I was just sitting with Jeff writing this, and he said, this is my idea.
So we went with it for
double
then.
R's.
In the Chugach dialect, they have the double R, but it's an elutic R. So they have double R, single R, and star R.
When he comes back from Japan, we'll have the Japanese alphabet.
Yeah. but this is
that's
even
probably
something
the best
that we
way
can
with a capital.
With a capital R?
Small capital.
Small cap. Nick, what do you think? Do you think a star R, like, here, let me see. Like that, or a little capital R, or we can even do it the traditional way, which is like this with like a little thing over it. But this one, the last one here, this one is hard to do on most people's keyboards because they don't have the capacity to make the thing over the
R.
Little one, or the little capital.
Now, how are you going to differentiate between the two R's when they're both in capital? Like let's say that there is
a Russian R at the beginning.
How are you going to tell the difference?
Jeff said that he can't think of any words that have the Russian R at the beginning of the word. That doesn't guarantee that there aren't any, but he said that they'd be so rare that it probably wouldn't be a problem.
You know why?
Why?
God didn't plant fruits here. He planted berries, alaknat.
Yeah, very good. So Nadia, do you like this R, the small capital R, the star R, or the R with the little symbol over it?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Dennis, do you have a preference?
No, it don't matter to me.
Okay, then for now we'll stick with the small capital R, but then we'll make a final decision shortly, and once it's on the poster, that's what everyone will use. So what we're deciding now is very important for our language. Okay.
So are you going to use the word for fruit, or?
Yes. Fruktak or fruitkak. There's two different ways of saying it on Kodiak Island. How do you say it?
Fruitkak.
And Nadia, how do you say it?
Fruktak.
Fruktak.
Fruktak. That's Russian.
Fruktak or fruktak.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, fruktak.
So I think we'll use both spellings on the poster.
Fruktak.
Fruktak.
What's the difference between tak and kak? Is there a difference between
tak
them?
Tak and kak? I think this might just be
masculine, feminine gender, maybe, or.
I don't think so. I think it's just the way people started saying it, because basically just the K and T got switched in these words. So maybe on one part of the island they just started saying it one way, and that's how it became popular. But I'm not positive. That's why I need to go to linguist school. Okay, for the S. Sakulak duck.
Sakulak, huh?
Sakulak. All right. Tamuk. Dried fish.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis, you okay with that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tamuk.
Now for you. Ulukak. For a ulu.
Ulukak.
Ulukak. Is there any other pronunciations that that anyone has heard?
Just how did you call it, Nick? Ulukak. Ulukak.
Ulukak. Okay. So we'll just stick with that one spelling. Ulukak.
Uluk. Uluk.
Now you could use umadak there too, right? In that one.
What one?
Umadak.
Umadak.
Would that work in there? Or no, that would be with the E.
What word is that?
For dried fish.
Oh.
I dried the one that she was talking about.
Oh, half dried.
Half dried.
Yeah, there's a lot of different words for different preparations of fish, like half dried and then baked, half smoked and then baked, half dried and then boiled.
Yeah.
But this is just straight
is
dried
Russian?
Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ichiyak, is that Russian?
Ichiyak? I don't know.
That Russian?
Pardon?
I don't know. That's the one. That's what silver. Carl always talks about ichiyak.
Ichiyak.
This partly smoked, so, you know.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the good one, too. Half smoked and then boiled. Lots of flavor.
Kipper, yeah.
Kipper style.
Okay, for W, weenak, sea lion, weenak.
Weenak.
Okay. And last but not least, yamat.
Yeah.
Rocks or stones. Yamat.
Yamat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yamak is one.
Yamak. Okay.
So that's our alphabet, right?
That's our alphabet.
Okay.
So great. The only one that we still need to find is for KW. And it may be that KW is so rare that
yes.
Because there's a lot of Q sounds that's KU.
KW.
So I'm going to have to look in the dictionary again and call Jeff Lear and see if he has anything that's easily photographable, I guess you could say, that we could use for our poster. I am going up to Fairbanks on Friday.
Isn't he in Japan by now?
He is going to go to Japan on the 24th of this month, so I'm going to go catch him before he leaves, try to get as much as I can from his mind.
He's going to be in Japan for a while?
He's going to be there for a full year. So.
Well, he's trying to learn Japanese or what?
Yeah, he's going to learn Japanese, and they've invited him for some reason to do a special fellowship or something like that.
Yeah, he'll learn Japanese talking in Aleut. And I bet you they'll learn real fast. Because remember when we were out there with the, what's his name?
How many languages does he talk?
He was teaching out the college.
Yeah, he was fluent in.
What's her name? Florence. There was a Filipino out there with us. And boy, she took right off.
Mm-hmm.
Pronounced it real
good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a question, Shauna?
People are talented.
What's your word for rifle? How do you say rifle?
Rifle up.
Is it Nutuk?
Nutuk.
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 Okay. There's also a Russian R here that's at the beginning of the word, so I was just checking to see if that was the one that they used or not.
Nutuk is a gun.
Nutuk.
Nutuk is a gun.
What word was that? She's
Rifle.
Rifle. Nuduk. They call them guns, I guess.
Nuduk.
Nuduk. Okay.
What did they call a shotgun?
Drobovik.
Drobovik, yeah.
That's Russian.
Russian Drobovik, yeah.
That's the way it is, isn't it? Metro Bowen.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see here. Shauna, do you know what time it is?
Five it's after 11.
O'clock. Okay. I'm going to see how much we can get through and still be done before noon. There is a lot of the CD-ROM that I mentioned earlier is going to have the same words as the poster that we just went over, but there may be a few more words in there that we need to approve. So I'm going to go through some of them now and see what everybody thinks of them. And these are, I don't have a page up here for every page in your packet, but it's the second packet that you have in front of you. So I'm just going to leave this up.
How do you know what, just out of curiosity, how do you know what's a vowel and what's a consonant using English as your general guide? Or?
I guess you would use English as your general guide. But it was the linguists that kind of came up with it, and
probably because maybe a pattern of usage in a word or something.
Yeah, well, it also has to do with the way that the sounds are formed in your mouth. Vowels are usually non-fricative, like ah, e, oo. Consonants are either stop sounds, like t, p, or they're more like guttural sounding, like h or g. Mm-hmm. So I think that may have something to do with it, but that's another reason why I need to get more training in linguistics, because a lot of it I just go with what they say and not understand why.
Just like me in F7.
Okay, so this is the structure of the CD-ROM, and what's going to happen is they'll open up their computer and they'll see a page like this first page. And then everything that's underlined, when they click on it, either it'll make a sound or it'll move you to that next page. So if you click on the vowels, then it'll move you to the vowels page. And this is to help people learn how to sound out words in Aleutic and to figure out what sound each letter makes. So for A, we have alagnat, which is the same word that we chose for our poster. Alachnat, because you're saying that A sounds like ah, alachnat. And then I is a little bit more complicated, because either it can sound like E, like imak, or more like I.
Imak.
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 Now what about when you say ikashuk?
Ikashuk.
And then how would you say ikashuk? Ikashuk. So for some speakers, I would say, because not everybody from both sides of the island pronounce it the same.
It's kind of like a long, short E.
Yeah.
Or a short, long E.
Because I don't want to make any rules here if it's not an exact rule. So I don't want to say that all speakers say it I when it's next to a Q. So if you say it with E, ikashuk, then I'll just say some speakers say it with a I.
How would you spell iki?
Iki? I-K-I-I. Okay, so U, which is our next vowel, here we say it sounds like the U in Sioux, like in the English word Sioux. An example is ulukak. Ulukak.
Ulukak.
Ulukak.
She has a double K A A Q in the way that she says
ulukak.
Yes.
So that's maybe something we can mention to Jeff.
Yeah. Well, the spelling rules are so complicated. Like sometimes even if you don't have a doubled vowel in the actual written word, it sounds longer than
like it has to do with the way that the word is broken up into syllables, and that's something I don't fully understand.
Yeah, because like my grandma says it just like
Lukak.
Same thing, like would be the double A's at the back.
Okay. Ulukak versus Ulukak.
Okay, so I'll make a note here.
Maybe, I mean, Jeff may have an explanation for that, but I think it's something we should ask, because I noticed that when everyone was speaking.
Yeah, because the way that I, like Nadia says it is the way that I always heard it, you know?
So maybe on the on a Fognak it's pronounced more lengthy at the end. Okay.
I mean, it could just be that particular word, but it could be the way that the syllables run together, yep. Like you had
said.
What
you pronouncing? Yes, I took.
Ulukak.
Ulukak.
Yeah, that's the word.
She says it like Ulukak.
Ulukak or Ulukak.
Ulukak.
Yeah.
Okay. Another another thing that we can do in this CD-ROM, we're gonna hire an elder to record all of these words, and perhaps we can have an elder from both the north end of the island and the south end of the island, so you can hear both ways of saying it. I think that would be a very good idea, especially with these words where the pronunciation is different.
Something that I should tell you guys, I was meeting with Dr. Jeff White, who sat in on a language lesson last week or whatever when he came down from UAA. Mm-hmm. He is talking about helping us do this with his class.
Yeah, not
this particular CD-ROM, but helping to do the, like, we could do the recordings, and his UAA would actually set up the website.
That would be great.
So I'll tell you more about it later.
Okay. Now, how would you say leg? Ihok?
Ihok.
Ihok. Because here it says, when U is found on either side of a Q or an R, it sounds more like O than U. Ihok.
Ihok. Ihok.
Because it wouldn't be Ihok. It would be Ihok.
Ihok.
Ihok. Okay. Now, E sounds like the in uh-oh. Example word is umma, grandmother, umma. Perhaps we can also use the word ashbat, you. Does ashbat? Ashbat. Ashbat.
Ashbat.
Ashbat. Ashbat. So this one, it doesn't sound exactly like
Yeah, it's kind of almost like an inferred E at the beginning.
Yeah, it's not exactly like
a. It's not a hard E.
It's like
End of the thing, it's like it's half of the word.
So how do you explain that? Sounds like
It's hard.
Yeah, hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
so. What would be an
somewhat
example word in English that has that?
I'll look in the dictionary, they have lots.
Okay, get back to me on that.
You get that S. You know, get that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hissing end of an E or something. It's not like the regular.
Okay.
Like a half E.
So our next section of the alphabet is the doubled vowels and diphthongs. And this is what Shauna was talking about a minute ago, when there's more emphasis on a certain part of the word. A lot of times you'll use two U's instead of just one, like in tamuk, tamuk, dried fish.
Yes.
Or weenak, the E is a stronger sound, so it's W-I-I-N-A-Q. And the same thing happens when you put two different vowels together, like piuchta, dog. Mm-hmm. The I-U, it makes its own sound, and it's an emphasized sound. Kiak, summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or kuyanetuk.
Yeah.
Kuyanetuk.
Kuyanetuk.
Kuyanetuk. Or tauchuna.
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 That one over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom we explain that if you don't want it to make a single sound, you have to put an apostrophe in between, like the word chamai.
Mm-hmm.
There's an apostrophe between the A and the I.
If there's a little pause at the say there is
because
two chamai. Separate
yeah, it's two separate vowels. Because if there was no apostrophe, it would be chamay.
Uh-huh.
And that's not a word.
Yeah.
Okay.
except you could say chamigo.
Chamigo.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Some other time.
Uh-huh. Can you guys say that one over there one more time?
Tauchana.
Tauchana? That one over. Oh.
Yeah. Tauchana.
Tauchana.
Tauchana. Uh-huh. Sounds like they're adding like an I in between the G and the N. What Tauchana. Do you think, or am I just hearing things?
I think it's because the G is not a stop consonant. Sometimes, like, with the G and the R, a lot of times it'll sound like there's an extra vowel in there. Like, achanak, it's not achnak, it's achanak, even though it's just A-R-N-A-Q.
Kind of your mouth is moving in between the
yeah. Changing, yeah, it's a transition.
Tachna means that one.
That
it
one.
It means there. Yeah. It means, you know, over there, that one. No.
Like that one there.
Referring to.
That yeah, there. Or like kind of like that one by you.
Kind
of.
No, pointing almost.
Mm. Okay.
That's the way I've always heard it too.
So next we have the stop consonants. Q, K, KW, C, T, and P. And these are organized. The reason why they call them stop consonants is because when you're making the sound, the air stops for a second when it's coming out of your mouth, like puh, tuh. It like stops the air for a split second. So the letter Q, it's pronounced by bringing the back of your tongue up to the rear of your mouth,
yeah.
where your uvula hangs down, and going kuh, kuh. An example is yeah. Kiduk, rain.
Kiduk.
Kiduk, rain. Not to be confused with K, which is pronounced further forward in your mouth. And
Kiduk.
Kiduk. Kiduk. What's Kiduk?
I don't know. I see that Q there.
Oh.
English.
Oh.
Different sound.
Yeah. One important thing that we're gonna teach people is that even though these letters are the same letters that we have in our English alphabet, to try not to think of them as English letters. They have their own sound in Aleutic, even though the sound a lot of times is very similar. So our next letter is K, like in Akit, money, Akit.
Akit.
Akit. Or Karanak, the disc game, Karanak.
What is that?
The letter K. Either like the word kaganak or kaganak.
Or kuyana. No.
That's with a Q.
Oh.
Or well, we could also use the word fire, kanuk.
Knuk. Knuk.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll change that from kaganak.
Yeah, I know about that.
Okay. Kanuk, fire. Or even quick stream.
Yeah.
Quick.
And the KW. Well, that's the one that we also have a problem with that we did from the alphabet poster. So, kuchuluku. So we'll find a different word for that later.
Kuchuluku.
Kuchuluku.
Light it.
Mm. Kuchuluku. Okay. Now the C. It doesn't sound like an English C. It sounds like a ch, like in chicken. Like the word chutuk, ear.
Uh-huh.
But when it's between two vowels, it sounds more like a J, like majak, sun. Majak.
Now, majak to me sound is J in
yeah.
the middle. Majak.
Yeah, when this.
Chutuk.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit different when uh-huh. it's between two vowels. I think that's really interesting. A lot of consonants. When they're between two vowels in Aleutic, it'll soften the sound of it, so it sounds almost like a different letter.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is.
So you put a C in there instead of a J.
Yeah, because it's the same letter. Mm-hmm. It just sounds different when it's in the middle of a word, mm-hmm. when it's between two vowels.
And what does the C symbol sound like otherwise?
Ch.
Ch, right.
And it just sounds softer.
So
ch,
it's ch, ch. And a hard ch, and then it's
a
j.
Softer j. Yeah. Yeah. And it the same thing mm-hmm. happens here with T. An example is tamuk, dried fish.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it's between two vowels, it sounds almost like a D. Paduk.
Mm-hmm.
lid. Paduk.
Paduk. Paduk.
Paduk.
Paduk. Paduk. Paduk.
Paduk.
Paduk. Paduk. Pouting.
Ah, paduk.
Paduk. Paduk.
Paduk.
Nek paduk. Paduk.
Paduk.
Paduk.
Paduk.
Okay, so and the same thing also happens with the P. Our example word is pyuchta, dog,
mm-hmm.
but then when the P is in the middle of a word between two vowels, nabak,
nabak,
a pole or a tree, nabak,
nabak.
It sounds almost like a B. And I never thought about it with English, but P and B, they are really similar.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Filipinos can make the distinction very, very well either.
Okay, so on the nasal consonants, the reason they call these nasal consonants is they kind of come out of your nose instead of your mouth.
So how do you say it if you have a cold?
You just have a
no.
hard time. So our letter M, it sounds very similar to English M, so it's mingxuni, to sew.
Mingok. Mm-hmm.
Mingguk.
Mingguk is a woman sewing.
She is sewing.
Yeah, Mingguk.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a needle too?
Mingkun.
Is a needle? Isn't that a needle?
No, needle is.
Mingkun. Is that needle?
Mingkun. Mingkun. Mingkun is a needle.
Mingguk is your sewing. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Sewing. Yeah.
And then N sounds like the English N, like nanwak.
Nanwak. Mm-hmm.
NG is like the NG in sing. It's not ng, it's n. And an example is angayuk, buddy, pal, or partner.
Sing.
But if the N and G are supposed to have different sounds, you know, like when we, in the example we use with chamai, you have to put an apostrophe between it if you want it to be two separate letters. Yeah, this is one that I wanted to double check with you guys. Ungani? What does that mean? Does that mean his own whiskers? Ungani?
Ungani.
Ungak,
yeah.
Ungak is a whisker.
Ungak is whisker?
Whiskers.
Okay. So maybe I'll just use ungak instead of ungani.
Mm-hmm.
Example word for out there is unani.
Unani?
We say unani. I don't know what he says.
Unani.
Unani.
Unani. Okay.
Out there meaning, like, if you were talking about out in the ocean, far out, like if you're pointing to a whale or something, you're trying to tell somebody where, is that when you would use unani?
No.
Yeah, or just meaning outside of the house?
Igani shinak. Igani shinak.
Away from
there.
Away from
you. Igani shinak. Igani shinak.
Way out.
Aghanishinik,
or you could say Aghanishinik.
So is Unkhani a word? Unkhani?
Unkhani?
Unkhani? Unkhani? What does that mean?
Unkhani means. It's like across a place.
Unkhani.
Unkhani.
So it's kind of like.
Somewhere you can't necessarily see, like if you're talking across Shelikov Straits or something, you would say maybe like that, no?
Just like out there on the water, maybe?
Yeah,
unhani.
Okay.
Yeah,
unhani.
It's any place, you know. That's
maybe it's just the southern
no, it's their way. You put it down.
Unhani.
Put it down.
Okay.
Unhani.
And then you say unani.
Unani. Down there, yeah, unani.
Okay. And HM, HN, and HNG, well, we've changed a lot of these words. Those were the ones that we were figuring out new words. But basically, like HM sounds like hm, HN, hng, or hn, and HNG, hng. So our words that we've chosen are kuchmak, to chew it or bite it repeatedly.
I can't wait to see it. You can show a picture of Shauna right now. See, video going. To chew repeatedly.
And then HN, we have achnak.
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 And then HNG, we have kuinhuachluni. Kuinhuachluni.
Where's that?
It's not in here. It's going to be on the poster.
On this one here.
It's like to pretend to, or kind of walk somewhere.
Yeah,
act like
you're walking.
Act like you're walking somewhere. That one's going to be fun, too.
Well, then that's what you guys
walk in the floor.
Huh?
Walk in the floor.
Like a treadmill walking but not going anywhere.
That one might work.
See, they knew there was a treadmill coming. They made up a word for it.
Quinten.
Yeah.
Walk. Like you should walk. Quinten. Okay. And then at the bottom, we show the difference between Achnak and Achnak.
Oh,
woman and sea otter.
Yeah.
We'll have recordings of both so people can hear the difference.
One thing I'm not clear about is the different uses of the apostrophe when it doesn't follow. Like, there's certain rules where you talk about using the apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the top of the nasal consonants, what's the apostrophe there? Is it to replace the E? Like,
it is to replace the E, because a long time ago they used to have an E, and then they used to have an underlined E, which was a voiceless E. Basically, it was just like a tiny, tiny pause.
Yeah.
It's not really a vowel, it's just
like yeah.
It's just the
yeah, and since it's so hard to get underlines on the computer,
right.
He decided, well, since it's not even a sound anyway, might as well just make it into an apostrophe.
I think maybe there may be an apostrophe section to explain all those.
Okay,
like a
that's
maybe.
A good idea.
Yeah, because I've learned a lot just by him, because he's knows a lot of English grammar stuff that I don't know or have an interest in knowing, and some of the stuff I've actually learned from him since he was down there fiddling around down there with you guys for those couple hours or whatever.
Okay.
And that's pretty neat, somebody who comes from the outside who has no, you know, background.
Yeah, well, sometimes
like
that's what you need, because when you're so familiar with it, it's obvious to you, but then when someone's trying to learn it, then they have just the right question. So the next section is sounds we already know, I think. Yeah, sounds we already know. F, Russian R, L, S, W, and Y. So F sounds like the English F, F, like in Faranok, lantern, and food.
Faranok, Fanaruk.
Fanaruk. Fanaruk. Okay. And then Faranok or Fanaruk. Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
There's that fruit again.
We have the cutest picture for fruit too for the poster. We have these little kids, they're holding up a banana and an apple. Okay, so we'll use both pronunciations of both lantern and fruit. Fruitkak and fruktak. L, we
maybe
have lahak.
Specify on the poster what is a Fognak, like what dialect each word, because I know people are going to be immediately, they're going to want to learn their own dialect, you know, people
yeah.
from Fognak or South End, and they're going to want to know which one is which.
Okay, so for you, which one is lantern, Faranok or Fanaruk?
Fanaruk.
Fanaruk, okay.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. And then
I say it both ways.
Faranok, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we'll say.
Yeah.
And then
I
for.
I did too, except I didn't know about the dogs. You know, just when I heard the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing about the dogs.
So you say fruktak for fruit? Fruktak? Okay. Got it. And for L, it sounds like the English L, like in lahak. Lahak.
Mm-hmm.
S sounds like the English S as in Sam, but in some areas, like in Karluk and a Fognak, it sounds like sh, like shakulak versus sakulak.
Uh-huh.
And then when the S is between two single vowels, it sounds more like a Z,
yeah,
like ishumak
mm-hmm.
or ijuik.
Mm-hmm. Or ishupe.
Ijuik.
Ishuik, like a seal.
Yes. Seal. Ishuik. Yeah. Ishuik is raisin.
Raisin, yeah.
Raisin is ishumak.
Ishumak.
Yeah.
Ishumak.
Is that Russian?
That, yeah. That's Russian.
Yeah.
Is
Ishuik. Because Aleuts didn't have raisins.
Yeah. Is seal from Russian too? Is Zhuwik?
No.
Maybe we'll just include both, because I just think raisin is a funny word anyway. But we should use the Aleut. Is Zhuwik.
You already got it up here. Pruktak.
Right on, Dennis.
Okay, so W and Y sounds just like our English W and Y, like we nuck or yamat. Okay, so that was the easy section because it's just like English. And then the others. These are the ones that are kind of more difficult for non-speakers to make. Now R, this one is kind of hard to explain to somebody when they can't speak Aleutic.
We're going to have to keep that capital R away from there too if we're going to use the small cap R for the Russian R.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to be able to have it show here at all other than a lowercase R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's something we need to... I need to meet again with Jeff because he's going to be deciding for the whole dictionary what's going to be used. If he decides to use the small caps, we'll stick with that. If he's still undecided, we're just going to have to decide and go with it.
Or we can make... You want to keep something English so you can use modern computer because you can't make a symbol.
Certain programs like Microsoft Word and stuff, you can program your own macros or have a shortcut key that automatically will type whatever type of R you want.
Yeah.
Shift control F1 or R or something, and it'll make the Russian R that you pick whichever one you want.
Yeah, I've already programmed my computer to do the small caps, but if we decide to use something else, then just erase them and do a different one.
You mean he's doing another dictionary?
Yeah, we're going to be making one that's this thick instead of this thick.
Oh.
So it'll have way more words in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for R, this is how I describe it. R is pronounced, So actually I think this may be the old way I had it to pronounce it. So what I'm going to say is that it's pronounced in the area where the Q is pronounced, in the back of your mouth where your uvula hangs down. But it's kind of like a gravelly H sound. Huak. Huak. Okay.
You should also say that it doesn't stop. It's like a Q, but it doesn't stop.
Yeah, it's a flowing sound.
Okay.
Yeah, because it always seems to flow into the next one, whatever it is.
The sounds on the CD-ROM will help.
Yeah.
This is the hardest page for me to read.
That's not
stuffing it.
Is that the arrow or the bow?
Huak?
Huak.
I think it's just the arrow.
Arrow. Huak. Huak. Yeah, arrow.
What do you call the bow?
I don't know what.
Huawik.
That's what we used to call the bow. Huak.
Well, the whole worksheet.
The whole operation must be married.
Bow, archery bow. Kit, gu, yup.
What do you think we should call the arrow?
Yep. So. Ooh, this is hard. Q-I-T-G-U-Y-A-Q.
Q-I-T-G-U-Y-A-Q. Kithuyak. Kithuyak for a bow. Kithuyak.
Archery bow.
Oh, well. That's why we didn't choose it for this. Kithuyak for a bow to go with the arrow. Kithuyak.
Oh, kithuyak, that's that bow, that's a bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
I knew there was something.